Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Dr. Davis begins a new series today, Final Moments, the chronicle of the rich young ruler. This wealthy and highly educated young man found virtue and morality by keeping the 613 laws of Moses. But in his moment of decision to follow Jesus, he failed the most important one, the law of love.
We find this moment in the Bible for one man known as the rich young ruler in Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" We are designed to journey to this moment in our lives from the moment we are born. In Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Because we are created by God and in his image, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of man. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end."
As we end one year and begin a new one, finding purpose is essential for a joy-filled life. Living without Jesus is living without purpose, and that becomes a meaningless and empty life that money, possessions, and pleasure cannot fill. Here's Dr. Davis as she teaches on the matter of letting go of what you have to find real life in Jesus.
In the course of each and every person's life, there comes a point where we will be confronted with the truth of the gospel. We will have to make a conscious decision whether to accept that Jesus is the only source of absolute truth in this life. I believe just like the Bible says in Romans 14:11, "For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God." We find this moment in the Bible for one man known as the rich young ruler in Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" We are designed to journey to this moment in our lives from the moment we are born. In Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Because we are created by God and in his image, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of man. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end." To set eternity into the hearts of man means that every person that is born, has been born, or will be born is made in the image of God. Also, setting eternity in the heart of man is that we will never be completely satisfied with earthly pleasures and the pursuit of happiness. We are designed to have a longing for the heavenly things and a right relationship with God. I call that a God-shaped hole. I believe that every person is born with a God-shaped hole that only a right relationship with God can fulfill. We find this moment in the Bible for one man known as the rich young ruler in Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" We are designed to journey to this moment in our lives from the moment we are born. In Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Because we are created by God and in his image, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of man. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end."
The rich young ruler thought that his possessions and keeping the law would make him happy and fulfill his purpose in life. But his refusal to give up his possessions in order to follow Jesus caused him to lose sight of what was truly important in that divine moment. Happiness and joy do not come from what we have or what the world may give. They come instead from surrendering our self-will to accept God's will. When we stop striving to satisfy self and start abiding in God's grace, that is the moment that happiness will come alive in the heart. Dr. Davis and the team at the Truth Project are ready to help you make the decision to follow Jesus. If you need help in making a decision, you can contact Dr. Davis at the Truth Project by emailing Cheryl Davis at projecttruthmatters.com. She and her staff will be glad to help you. To listen to this broadcast, Final Moments, again, you can do so on this station. You can also hear the podcast on projecttruthmatters.com. Please leave a comment and like us on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a production of The Truth Project.